Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Angie Draves, who is the Director of Human Resources at Elliott Aviation. Angie, can you believe it? For nearly 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just simply helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices? But please start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, you know, what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Angie, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
No, thank you so much, Paul. I've been a big fan of your work for a long time. So thank you for inviting me to join you today. I'm really excited to share my thoughts on this topic. But like you said, before I dive in, let me first tell you a little bit about Elliott. Our business started on a grass airstrip in a very small Midwest Iowa town almost 90 years ago. And since then, we have really been a trusted name in business aviation. So we provide a variety of aircraft sales, maintenance work, avionics installations, paint services, interior services, complete interior design services as well. So our reputation in the business aviation industry has really been built on that craftsmanship that I'll talk about a little bit here, as well as an unwavering commitment to our employees and certainly our customer satisfaction. I think really to kind of dive right into your question, I think that there are several, you know, key aspects to really helping people and in turn the organization be their best. I think in aviation, excellence isn't really optional. Frankly, it's expected by every one of us that step foot onto an airplane of any kind. So ultimately, our mission is to really create that kind of environment where people want to come to work, are passionate about what they do, and we always say we just have fun doing it. I think that really starts with building a culture of trust, as well as engaging with our teams and then providing a purpose for all of our staff. I have always said that culture isn't something that you just write on a wall, right? It's not just handing out holiday certificates or service awards. It's really something that everyone on the team lives out every single day. So I think that, you know, yes, the traditional clear communication, showing appreciation, and following through on our commitments is most certainly critical. But I really believe, and at Elliott, we believe that the small things matter. Mm-hmm. So food trucks throughout the summer, personalized hoodies for our veterans, supporting breast cancer awareness during the month of October, giving back to our communities through food drives and things like that, trick-or-treating at the facilities, family events like baseball games, and small tokens of appreciation on any random day. All of those actions, when repeated consistently, build trust and reliability. I think that's super important and something we strive to do. Specifically in aviation, though, attention to detail isn't just a value, it's safety imperative. So every checklist, every inspection, every conversation contributes to a culture where excellence really is the norm. Mm. And I think, you know, for us, another way that we help people be their best and to build that trust is to meet people where they are and be present where the work happens. So for us, that means spending time on the hangar or out on the shop floor. So it's not uncommon at all for folks to see myself, the president, the CFO, or any other, frankly, leader in our organization to be seen out interacting with folks in the hangars and learning more about the specific work that they're doing. When leaders engage in the actual work environments, we gain a real understanding of the challenges and the opportunities. And that's what allows us to build truly authentic relationships with everyone. I think that approach, right, requires listening, learning, and showing that every role matters, and it reinforces that every contribution matters. And then I think, really the last thing for us is ensuring that employees know that the work they are doing matters, right? It has a purpose. We all want to know that we have a purpose. Business aviation specifically demands a level of craftsmanship that goes beyond the technical skill. It's a true mindset of excellence. So whether it's installing the Garmin avionics devices, so planes know how to get where they need to go, painting an aircraft, sewing a seat or molding a headliner. Precision and pride are non-negotiables, right? We invest heavily in training and tools because our customers trust us with their most valuable assets. And that's not just the airplane, right? That's their business leaders, their families, their friends. And that trust is really earned through that attention to detail and our commitment to doing things right the first time and helping our team understand their purpose. I think one of the most important things that we can do as leaders is really help employees see the impact of their work. So in aviation, every task connects a safety, reliability, or customer service confidence, right? They're all connected. A technician's inspection ensures a safe flight, right? Families or medics headed to a scene or transporting sick kids around the globe. Those things are all connected and serve a purpose for what we do. So when people understand the why behind their work, they truly feel valued and motivated. And so at Elevate, we really make it a priority to communicate that every connection at every chance we get matters. So to wrap up, I think again, I appreciate you allowing me to be here today, but I really think that, helping people and helping organizations be their best isn't about the one big initiative. It's really about creating that culture where truth and passion and purpose really thrive every day. And so when employees feel valued and understand their impact, the organization will succeed. And for us in aviation, that means safer flights, and satisfied customers for everyone. So that's certainly what drives us here at Elliott, and those are the key aspects I wanted to share with you today, Paul.
Angie, thanks ever so much. That made so much sense, and really appreciate that. Appreciate that clarity. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Angie, as has become our tradition, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely, I'd appreciate
Angie, it's so good to see you again. Thanks ever so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Angie.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.